Hello, my name's Kevin Wilson. Welcome to my world. Think of this as a safe haven. The deck chairs are free. The weather is just how you like it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Because everybody's welcome on the Isle of Kevin. Or, to put it another way, this is the Isle of Kevin, and you're welcome to it. All this fuss and bother over a company offering nude cleaners. Did you read about that? Yes, a company here on my island is going to offer nude cleaners. But what is wrong with people? If anyone on my island wants to pay more than £80 an hour to sit and watch someone with no clothes on polishing their banisters, who am I to complain? I have a sneaking suspicion that the cleaners will probably wear strategically placed aprons anyway and be very skilled in the way they wield a feather duster to protect their privacy. I'm not a prude, and Her Majesty and I quite frequently do household chores like having a bath, completely naked. We should be proud of our bodies, though I do draw the line at tourists removing any item of clothing while visiting my island. You may have noticed the new signs going up on our beaches warning that excessive displays of flesh will be penalised. I have equipped my topless beach patrol team with tape measures so they can check that exposed areas meet our, well, my strict guidelines. Nudity is all right, as long as it stays within the home. Thank you. And now to more important matters. Onion goggles. I'll say that again for you. Onion goggles. I am pleased to reveal that onion goggles can now be purchased from the Isle of Kevin online store. They consist of rubber-framed lenses with an elasticated band and an adjustable snap clasp. I like saying that. Snap clasp. They are onion-shaped, of course, and guaranteed to stop you crying. But only while you're chopping and peeling onions, of course. They make a perfect gift and give you the added benefit of being able to laugh at the person wearing them because they look so ridiculous. They, of course, won't mind you laughing till you cry because they will be feeling so smug about not crying they'll forget just how stupid they look. The small print. By the way, you really can buy onion goggles from a rival outfit called Prezybox.com, PrezyBox.com, and of course, I am sure other retailers are available. And now, I was interested to hear that the National Driving Test is to be revised to ensure that learner drivers know how to use a sat-nav. Another good phrase, sat-nav. This will be fascinating. I once tested my sat-nav, which, by the way, has a voice like Margaret Thatcher in a bad mood, by tapping in my destination as Vatican City. Oh yes, I know how to amuse myself. I then set off along the Roxall motorway towards the Ventnor service station. Oh yes, for those who don't know, the town of Ventnor has now been bought by Little Chef and has become a very attractive service area. Open all hours. Anyway, the sat-nav kept telling me, on my way there, to make a U-turn. So, this was odd. It's fairly ironic from a Margaret Thatcher voice. I thought this lady was not for turning. Just imagine the scene on a driving test when you find you have an out-of-date sat-nav system which has failed to realise there's a new roundabout at Asda and insists that you drive straight on. You could plough up that new roundabout in no time at all. It's ridiculous. It's all going to end in tears. You mark my words.
Hmm.
Now then, the Isle of Britain is getting in a real tizzy over what they call their general election. I've often wondered why it's called a general election. It's not as if they're voting for a new head of the armed forces, is it? Although, having said that, everyone is talking about tactical voting and fighting for their seats now, so maybe it is all about soldiering. Or do they call it general so people don't make the mistake of thinking they're voting for anything specific? That could be it. After all, politicians over there are famous for suddenly being able to come up with 1,000-page brochures full of promises and good ideas. They call them manifestos, a grand word. It derives from the Latin manifestum, which means clear or conspicuous. Well, conspicuous sounds all right. After all, they do keep banging on about them, don't they? But clear? I don't think so. Anyway, here on the Isle of Kevin, we don't go in for any of this nonsense. We provide clarity. There's one candidate, that's me, and I put myself up for election with the considerable support of my business backers who run island services like the Poundland Hospital, where every operation costs just £1 a minute. The Hotpoint Bank, no money laundering here. And the Sillit Bang Retreat. Haven't you heard of it? Oh, it's wonderful. People go there full of frustration and stress, and they just shout at each other a lot for the whole weekend. Seems to work. So, as I was saying, here on our island, elections are very straightforward. If you don't vote for me, I'm afraid you lose your entitlement to a free cream tea once a year at Kev's Cafe. I find the system works very well. And if any of you are listening from your garret on the Isle of Britain, poor souls, please do feel free to apply for a passport. After all, there's no loyalty over there, is there? Anyway, this is, after all, the Isle of Kevin, and you are welcome to it. And meanwhile, I bring you news, I bring you glad tidings that a £2 million singing clock, it's true, is to be installed at the site of a planned high-speed railway station in Birmingham, and the new public artwork, doesn't it sound grand, is considered the most ambitious commission in the city's history. £2 million for a clock, it does sound ambitious. The Turner Prize-winning artist, Susan Phillips, with a Z on the end. Turner Prize, that's not Andrew Turner, is it? Anyway, Susan was named winner of the Birmingham Big Art Project Contest. It does sound rather grand, I've got to admit. Her station clock will feature more than 1,000 voices that will be heard in different combinations on the hour, every hour. Well, really, whatever next. I mean, what a way to run a ship. Imagine the logistics of this. 1,000 people standing around in the station all day, getting ready to sing on the hour, every hour. And who decides what they'll sing? That's 24 songs. Well, I suppose options could include The Runaway Train Came Over the Hill and She Blew, Don't Sleep in the Subway, Chattanooga Choo Choo perhaps, and, of course, Freight Train. Anyway, please feel free to send in any suggestions and I'll happily pass them on. In the end, though, I do fear the worst, I'm afraid. You see, no one, in my opinion, will be able to hear the songs because the station announcements about delayed trains will drown them out. In fact, come to think of it, why don't they just record the announcements and play them on the hour instead? Now, there's a thought. And finally, dear and loyal subjects, a journey into my memoirs. I see that on this day 2 years ago, I went into our capital city with Her Majesty, my good wife Doris. She wanted one of those Wonder Bra things, and we tried everywhere. B&Q, Juicens, and other builders' merchants are available, but we had no luck. So we tried a well-known mail-order catalogue store. Disaster. I couldn't park the rolls anywhere. Yes, as I'm reading this, it's all coming back to me now, and I had to ask the chap running the burger van to shift a few yards to make room for me. Sadly, he went too far. The van turned on its side, and the contents were spilled everywhere. I sidled off into the store, obviously signing autographs as I went. I started flicking through a catalogue that was so thick I needed help to open it. But I did find a very useful product, it says here in my diaries. Yeah, what does it say? Yeah, battery operated, removes annoying hair from... Well, I won't read that out. From places. Anyway, Doris came in 10 minutes later, licking her lips, clothes covered in onions and ketchup. Said you'd been helping the burger man get it upright. Anyway, she found the bra she wanted, and we made a dash for it, because some bright spark announced that they'd just sold the last one, and the gathered crowd quickly realised we'd got it. It soon got very ugly. And there we are, I just turned the page of the diary there. Oh, yes, yes. I was just getting to the rolls, it said here, when I slipped on a burger. The box burst open and the bra flew out, wrapping itself round Doris's face as she raced up behind me. She ran straight into the car and dented my bonnet. Oh, well, back home, just reading the manual that came with my, well, product, I feel a bit nervous about using it. My hands are shaking, to tell the truth. And I think we'll leave the rest of it out for this week. Anyway, I share this disastrous memory with you just so that you know that I'm just as ordinary as you are, deep down. Sadly, it's goodbye from the Isle of Kevin, for this week anyway. Thank you so much for visiting. Please make sure you have all your belongings with you, and we wish you a safe and pleasant onward journey. We look forward to seeing you again next Friday, here on the Isle of Kevin, where everyone's welcome, or, as we like to say, this is the Isle of Kevin, and you're welcome to it. Goodbye.